Hey, guys, Raphael here of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Did you say podcast? Dudes, dudettes, you're listening to the podcast on the Geekcast Radio Network. Cowabunga!
You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Unleash the geek in you.
Hello and welcome to Geekcast Radio. This is episode... What episode is this? This is episode 193, I'd like to say. Yes, it is 193. And it is the debut of Pop Goes the Funko here on Geekcast Radio. And the Geekcast Radio Network, I'm, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me for the first time is Mr. Wes Howard. Hello, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, and we have a lot to talk about. We've been trying to get this done for about, I don't know, 2.5-3 weeks.
Not my fault.
No, I blame the lightning. That's a super inside joke. No one's going to get that. But, yeah, New York Toy Fair happens every the beginning of every year, and it's this 3-day affair mainly for the merchants, right? It's really for the investors and the merchants, and for toy companies to show off what they have planned. Well, we fans love this stuff, even though it's not an official, like, convention thing like San Diego Comic-Con or New York Comic-Con. They still have a ton of reveals. And Funko went a little crazy, I have to say.
It was a crazy day.
One day, 12 hours of reveals.
Every 15 minutes.
Yeah. Now, we'll backtrack just a little bit. I've been on the Funko bandwagon for about 2 years now, I think. I think I got 66 Batgirl and 2K16 Stone Cold back in 2016 at some point, or 2017. I forget. And then I just went from there. You, sir, actually have your own online retailer.
Yeah.
When did you first become aware of Funko, and what was your first Funko product that you owned as a fan?
Yeah, so it was around my birthday, and a friend of mine brought me a birthday gift, and I think this was probably 5 years ago.
Oh, wow. And
it was a Walter White.
Of course it was.
Yeah. He was in the one with him in his underwear, green shirt on, the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no clue what it was. I was like, oh, this is cool. Thanks, man. I guess my son, who was probably 2 at the time, completely ripped the box open. I mean, I didn't care. I was looking for the figure inside, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, thanks, man. This is great. And a couple of days later, I was like, well, this is kind of cool. I wonder if they have, like, other characters from the show. I wonder if there's a Jesse or Gus or something like that. And so I looked it up. And yes, there were other characters, and I decided I wanted to get some of the Breaking Bad characters. And it was a slippery slope from there. I fell off the deep end immediately and got pretty hooked to these guys pretty quickly.
Yeah, I have a number of friends of mine that are like, it's just gonna be Beanie Babies all over again, or it's just this, or it's just that, or why do you like that? It's this. It doesn't do anything. Like, that's the whole point. Like, what figure scale, what, not only what size scale of an action figure, or what kind of a quote-unquote inaction figure can you have that is kind of cutesy but also resembles a character that you love?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what Funko Pops are.
Yep. I'll go to a show or something, and I'll have some for sale, and it never fails. An older lady or anybody really walks by and says, what does it do? like, nothing. It sits on your shelf.
Yeah.
But it is amazing.
Yeah. What this company has done, and what they can – some of their people are so talented.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I just got in because I had to. As soon as Red Wing Robin went live, I'm like, fuck going to the store. And we can curse on here, just so you know. Fuck going to the damn store. I'm getting online and I'm ordering this damn thing. And I'm like, oh, hey, look, Joker's back in stock, too. So Death of the Family Joker from Batman, from DC Comics, and Red Wing Robin, which is, I assume, supposed to be the Tim Drake Robin. I've kind of been asking everyone about that, and I'm pretty sure it is supposed to be.
Yeah, but no, I can't help you out there.
Yeah. But, I mean, just looking at Death of the Family Joker, yep, it's like, I mean, they got the wires, they've got the crack in his, because obviously, you know, people that don't know who haven't read Death of the Family, which is a storyline in the New 52 Batman series written by Scott Snyder. At some point before then, the Joker's face was ripped off, cut off, whatever, and he has now jury-rigged it to be back on. Like, I forget who it was that did it, but somebody cut the entire skin off his face, so that's why he looks the way he does. And just the detailing on the pop is so amazing. It's like the comic just comes right out at you in this action figure.
If you take a look at their, you know, 2012, 13, 14 pop compared to today, they have come a long way.
Oh, yeah.
How to make these things.
Oh, yeah.
Better.
I mean, the fact that they were able to put Flair on Joanna from Office Space. I mean, it's just little button things. But you see, and if anyone has seen that movie, it's like, hey, she has 15 pieces of Flair on. You know, it's absolutely amazing. And it's, you know, I mean, I grew up, obviously we all grew up with toys and action figures and whatever and everything else. And from 2006 to 2011, I was high on getting back my childhood. And at the time, from 2005 to 2010, I had a really good paying job where I could spend 100 extra bucks on eBay for something like the, you know, original Optimus Prime with trailer kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, by 2011, whatever, I ran into some financial stuff and I had to sell all the stuff and I was kind of done with collecting. And I was not going to go as crazy as I have with the Funko Pops, but I think I have, like, not counting some that haven't been released yet that I've already pre-ordered, I think I have, like, 146 at this point within 2 years. Yeah, that's a little nuts.
Well, I can make you feel better if you want.
Okay, sure.
In my house, I probably have close to 5,000.
What?
I mean, I own a store, keep that in mind.
Obviously, yes.
But in my collection, though, I think I have about 400.
Oh, okay. That's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, it's
because I have limited myself to only lines that I have a deep personal relationship with. Like, my main thing is Pixar. I have every Pixar pop they've ever made.
I think I saw you post those. Yeah, the pictures of those. Yeah. I mean, the way I look at it is I'm not out to collect every single line. There are things that I'm not interested in. Why would I own a toy of something I'm not interested in, kind of a thing?
Yep.
And I will say this in every other episode that we do of this from now on at some point. You know, for me, pops are all about expressing your personality. So pops of personality.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm not going to own something that I don't absolutely, you know. There are a couple that I'll say that I went a little, but it's the ones that I went a little outside of my whatever is, like, you know, Holiday Groot and you know, Marvel Studios 10-year gold Groot. Like, out of all the Marvel Studios 10-years gold whatever Funkos, I'm like, really, Groot's the only one I like that looks good in the gold. The rest of them just, I don't know. It just doesn't work for me.
It worked for a lot of people, though.
Obviously. Yeah. And I like the Pop Rides line. That's a pretty cool line. The only one I absolutely had to have, because I am I met the man when I was 6 years old. I sat there with thumbs up with the dude. I had to have the Knight Rider Pop Rides thing.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that's a must.
Awesome.
So you've mentioned you have a store. When did this start?
Yeah, so I guess when I realized that I was going to force our family into bankruptcy if I continued
Oh no.
at my current rate. Now, seriously, I just was like noticing that, hey, I can't spend money that we should be spending. So I decided to sell a few to so then I could have some money to buy the ones I wanted. And so I just started doing that, selling a few here and there, and then I think I like started a little eBay thing and would put up some pops. And I remember I went to Christmas and I bought one of the blind boxes, and I got a gold Batman pop in there. And someone, I guess I flipped it. I didn't mean to, but someone offered me an insane amount of money for it, and so I took it. And so then I was like, well, man, there's a lot of people that want these things. So I started a little eBay store, and then a distributor contacted me on eBay, oddly enough, for GTS. It's a gaming wholesale distributor. And I started buying them wholesale for him. I went and obviously had to get the business license and tax license and all that. And started buying from them, would buy like six of them, not much at all. And then I was like, well, I'm paying them like $6.50, $7 each. I wonder how much Funko would charge me. So then I just contacted Funko, started bugging them. Finally got the application, filled it out, and got approved. And got my rep, and my first ever order from Funko directly was Jimmy McGill from Better Call Saul. And I ordered six of them. You have to order multiples of six. And I ordered six of them. That was my first ever order.
Sweet.
And four
Awesome.
of them came damaged.
Oh.
They'll give you replacement boxes, thank goodness, but
Yeah.
that's a pretty common thing.
That's one thing, like, since I've been into the quote unquote Funko fandom now, and I'm in, like, I don't know, I think I'm in like six different groups on Facebook. Some of the things that I don't understand when it comes to Funko Pops is at first I was seeing the damage the box videos or damage the box pictures. Like, not they came damaged, no, you damaged them. And I'm like, why would you do that? That, like, I don't understand that part of the fandom.
Yeah, just for attention, that's it.
I guess. I don't know. I think there are better ways of getting attention, like, taking a cool picture with it, like, taking
Sure.
let's say, Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Booberry, and putting a box of Pop-Tarts behind them or something, because they're all, at least the ones that I have, are all holding this, the ones with the cereal in their hands. So, put a box of Pop-Tarts behind them. Hey, look, it's breakfast,
Yep.
somewhere or something. Like, that's cool. Damaging your stuff, like, I'm sorry, unless it accidentally gets damaged, there's no way in hell I'm damaging any of these boxes. There's a couple of the Star Wars ones that I have that don't have the inserts anymore, but it is what it is. But I don't know. So New York Toy Fair 2019, as I said, 12 hours of Funko reveals.
Yep.
My God, I was going nuts. I couldn't not. I didn't sit at my computer the whole 12 hours. I just kept checking my phone, but I was checking it all day long to make sure I didn't miss anything as
Yeah.
far as seeing what they were going to reveal.
And they started at an ungodly hour. I mean,
5 a.m. Eastern Time.
yeah, it was. And I think that's like 3 a.m. for them. So I think it was 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 a.m. Central, 3 a.m. Central, or Pacific.
Pacific, yeah.
And so I mean, I set an alarm for like 4:45 or something, and got up, and there was already an announcement by the time I walked upstairs to my computer, and that started the day, and it did not end till about 6:15 p.m. that night.
So they started off, and the first reveal they did was new versions of Kiss.
Yep. Those things, people, this has been rumored for quite a while. And so it was cool to finally have some confirmation. And this starts the whole debate of what's it going to do to the older pops. And I have always seen that the older pops remain and keep their value because people are completionists. And so that does not affect the older pops really much at all.
As long as the designs are a little different. Now, I would have to look up the original Kiss pops and see. But to me, personally, as long as the designs of anything new that they're redoing are slightly different than the other ones, I'm fine.
They have said that they will not release anything that's vaulted or re-release anything that's vaulted. If they do anything, they're going to make a new mold, a new pop version of it. Mm-hmm. So other people can have it as well. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah, exactly. The next reveal in the Pop Rocks line was Johnny Cash. Now, I assume this is two versions of him, one with the guitar behind his back and then the one with him holding the guitar.
Yeah, so one of them was the Man in Black, so he's dressed in all black, and then mm-hmm. one of them is just kind of a regular Johnny Cash pose with his guitar.
Right, yeah. I like this. I like the Man in Black one a little bit more. I think it's a little cooler. But very, very cool that Johnny got a Funko Pop there.
Oh, yeah. They've really gotten a lot of licenses for these rock stars, man. And they're doing these family estates as well. Because obviously Johnny didn't sign off on this.
Obviously. I mean, you know, unless he's going to come back from the grave.
Yep.
Next up, every fangirl's dream. NSYNC.
Oh, you can't put down NSYNC.
Oh, sure I can.
NSYNC, they look good, though. I had to show this to my wife to get her opinion on it because I couldn't remember. I mean, obviously I knew Justin Timberlake is, and he looks just like he mm-hmm. did back in the day. And then, you know, Joey Fatone's kind of stained around a little bit. The other ones, I had to look up pictures, and yeah, they did a good job. Chris Kirkpatrick looks dead on. I mean, they did a really good job. So I'm glad they did them back in their, you know, heyday instead of union tour or anything.
Yep. And then we have Post Malone.
Huge seller. I had to reorder this guy three times that day.
Oh, wow. I looked at that and I'm like, I know that because all of the images that I'm looking at are the original Toy Fair reveal things, and it says on their concept subject to licensor approval.
Yeah.
Some of these are actual pops. Some of them are more like designs. They're not the actual, like, you look at the NSYNC ones, and those actually look like the figures themselves, like the actual regular Funko mold. Post Malone doesn't look like a Funko mold. It looks like just somebody obviously did a rendering for them to show you what it could look like.
But have you seen the actual pop? Because he's
I have, yeah.
And it looks pretty dang close.
Yeah, it does. Then they had Migos.
Migos, I mean, I was going to apologize to anyone listening. I had no clue these people.
I had no clue either.
They sold well, though. I bet I'm just like, okay, I'll put it up, move on.
There you go. Then next, the other 90s boy band, Millennium versions of the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
So it's the all the white suits from the Millennium tour, the Millennium album. Very, very cool. I think they hit this on the head.
So, wait a second. You went with NSYNC, and then for these guys, you said very, very cool, and even knew what suits they were wearing. So,
because, you know, I was more Backstreet Boys than NSYNC at the time back then. Okay. So,
right.
I mean, I like Justin in his solo career. The rest of them.
Yeah, looking at his names, Nick Carter's the only one. Brian Littrell became a Christian singer after this.
Yeah. Nick Carter, Brian Littrell, AJ McLean, and I got him blanking.
Howie Duro.
Howie D. There you go.
Because when I was in a first grade, second grade band, I was Howie. We were the Backstreet Boys, and I was Howie.
Oh wow.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember when the NSYNC ones were revealed and the Backstreet Boys were revealed. Everybody was screaming, "What about New Kids on the Block? do them first. And I'm like, don't get me wrong, I'm originally from Boston. I can still pack the car. And I love New Kids back in the day, but I'm not even sure what New Kids Pops would even look like.
You just remind me, it wasn't Backstreet Boys, it was freaking New Kids that I was a band with. I'm way older than Backstreet. Yeah, New Kids.
Yeah, I was 19 when the Millennium album came out. Because it came out in 99, I think, yeah.
I graduated high school then.
So yeah, so did I. It was high school graduation. Oh, God, that means we're 20-year reunion this year. Oh,
yep.
God.
Yep, yep.
Oh, we're old people. Yep. And then something I know nothing about.
Me.
BTS 7-pack.
Yeah, I didn't even initially put this one up because I was like, what is this? And I missed out because when I did put it up later, sales out the yin-yang. I mean, K-pop is enormous, and we don't realize it because, you know, we live in America and we have our own things. But K-pop is enormous. It's huge. And BTS is inside of that. They're huge themselves.
Is this the first 7-pack Funko has ever done?
No, they've done an 8-pack that was like at Costco before. I mean, it was a bunch of commons in a pack. And that's what this is. This is, I'll be getting the singles. Barnes & Noble will be getting all of the commons in one box.
Right. So
it's not real. I mean, it's exclusive, but it's all 7 commons in a box. But they've done an 8-pack where it's been 2 levels of pops in a box. For,
oh, wow.
And it was, I think, Star Wars or something like that. A bunch of commons in a box.
Cool. Up next, we have Fairy Tale. Again, yeah. Know nothing about the franchise.
Nothing.
Yeah. And then I can't even pronounce it.
Yu Yu Hakusho.
There you go.
The same. We're not very in tune on the geek stuff right now.
Apparently not. My Hero Academia, I've heard of it. I hear people, you know, praising it up and down.
Yeah,
kind of a thing. They've got, is it just me or do they have 4 versions of one character?
Yeah, so let me figure this out. So basically, what they're doing is they're showing you what the accessories look like on the character and then what the character is going to come like in the package because the accessories are next to the character.
Right. But again, I know nothing about this franchise, so what I'm asking is, like, the next picture is the 2 exclusives for Entertainment Earth and Hot Topic. Isn't that the same character that's in the 2 green-haired characters? Isn't that all the same character, just different versions of it?
I guess. I actually don't have the exclusives up, so I couldn't answer that for you.
All right. Up next is the Netflix Castlevania series.
Yeah, I didn't have a ton of hype for this. I thought maybe this would bring out people our age, because I remember Castlevania. And, you know, I might even check out the show, but it didn't.
I have not checked out the show. I honestly have zero interest in checking out the show. It's nothing against the show itself. I just have too much other stuff that I'm watching.
Sure.
You know, that kind of a thing. And the last piece of Castlevania material that I remember is the original 3 games and a very tan Simon Belmont showing up in Captain and the Game Master from way back when. Yeah. So, Betty Boop decided to dress up as a mermaid.
How many Betty Boops can one company make?
I know. There's Mermaid Betty Boop, there's Angel and Devil Betty Boop, there's Holiday Dress Betty Boop,
there's Sweetheart Betty Boop, there's Valentine's Betty Boop, there's Sock Top Betty Boop.
Yep.
There's a Chase Black and White Betty Boop.
Oh, there. My God. Yeah. And then the Lord Holiness of the late 80s and early 90s His lordship, Sir Bartman, and the rest of the Simpsons. Oh my god, new Simpsons pops. I mean, I think the entire internet's brain just exploded when this was revealed that day.
I was so excited to see these finally announced.
Yep.
And they look great, too.
So, Radioactive Man, Bartman, Lisa with saxophone, Maggie, Grandpa Simpson, Mo Sizlak, Mr. Burns, and Pie Man Homer, who is a Hot Topic exclusive.
Yeah. Yep.
The only one I really wanted, because I think I have they made Bartman before? I could have sworn they
have not. No.
They have not. Okay, that's the only one I really wanted, and I didn't get him at the time. Oh, well. Of course, in 2 years, his value would probably be up over $4,000, like that metallic Jimi Hendrix. Oh, boy.
That one is crazy.
Yeah. Then they announced something really new, very new.
Yep.
Pop Town as a new new line of product, and they started with Scooby Doo, which how can you not? I mean, Pop Town, Scooby Doo, he's always going around town being scared.
Oh yeah, I'm really interested to see A, how big these things are going to be, and B, how's it going to look in the box.
Yeah.
Because a town is just not something I would think you just leave in a box. But, you know, these collectors surprise me, so.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I saw a couple months ago in GameStop, I think it was right after Christmas, I saw the, whatever the most recent version of it is, the Funko Pop Doctor Who TARDIS. So the entire police box in a Funko box, and I'm like, it looks cool, but it's too big. I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want that on my shelf. And I've got a couple of bigger. I've got, like, you know, Tiger Zord, who's 6 inches and whatever. But I don't know. But Pop Town is very cool. It's going to be interesting to see, like you said, how that is going to fit into the rest of the line. Then we got a reveal of SpongeBob SquarePants. Now, that's something that they haven't really done to death, but there's a lot of versions of SpongeBob out there.
He's come back with a vengeance. See, his earlier line is worth a lot.
Yep.
And they started remaking them, and boy, you know, they went after it.
Yeah, the two holiday ones of him and Patrick, those are really cool. I was going to get those, but I resisted. So SpongeBob and Bikini Bottom is going to be a Pop Town. So it's him and his giant pineapple.
It's good stuff.
And then Garfield. I've actually interviewed the voice of Odie, Greg Berger, who also voiced Grimlock and Transformers and numerous other things. As soon as I saw this, I'm like, copy, paste. Hey, Greg, look at this. So you got two Garfields and an Odie. Garfield regular, Odie, and then Garfield, who was, and I say was because they're sold out at this point, an Amazon exclusive where it's him holding a coffee mug. I hate Mondays.
Yeah, and that one right there, I wish it wasn't exclusive because that one can transcend collectors. Who wouldn't want an I Hate Mondays item on their desk or something? That would have been a great item that could bring in a lot more collectors. But this Garfield, my kids, just like the last 2 weeks, discovered Garfield on Netflix, and they have watched every single episode and love this stuff so much. So, hey, Garfield's got some staying power.
Oh, yes, he does. Between him and Heathcliff, I mean, they're just, you know, two cool cats.
Love it.
Yep.
Would the Odie respond to you?
Yeah, Greg said, oh, thanks, Mike. Yeah. He said, oh, that's cool. Yeah. Very cool. Up next, we had Sanford and Son, two of the characters from Sanford and Son. Yeah. Those are cool.
The pops have this kind of shine on them.
Mm-hmm.
It almost looks metallic, but it looks really good. Just some shading. Probably won't transcend to the pop, but the mock-ups look fantastic for them.
Yeah, it does. And then the next two, it's Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, and Xena, Warrior Princess.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Sure, why not? I mean, I liked those shows at the time. I think I watched more Hercules than I did Xena, but I don't know. I don't remember. And then One thing I wish I had grabbed, which I didn't, the Addams Family Pops.
Oh yes, these I didn't realize these were coming out, so this was a fun surprise. And I think they did well with it. They
Yep.
have a Chase version in this. And I think they did well with it.
Yeah, they have basically Gomez, Morticia, Uncle Fester, Wednesday, and Pugsley in regular, and I'm saving that middle one there for last because that's really the one that I wanted, my favorite one. And then for the exclusives, they have two pack available through Entertainment Earth, black and white versions of Gomez and Morticia, and then Walgreens gets a light bulb in mouth Uncle Fester. But honestly, common or not, Cousin It was where I was like, please tell me he's gonna be coming flocked, because how can you not do a flocked version of Cousin It?
Yeah, now that you mention it, I'm looking at my site, and Cousin It is sold out.
Of
Like,
course he is.
yep.
And then we're gonna go down to Boston where everybody knows your name.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, Norm! So, Diane, Cliff, Woody, Norm, and Sam. Five characters from Cheers. Very, very cool.
It looks great. I mean, Woody looks exactly how I remember him.
Yep. So does Cliff, and so does Norm.
Yep.
I wish they had done a little detail on Sam, like maybe put a little red B on the left side of his shirt, because he was a Boston, the character was a Boston Red Sox player before he owned the bar. But I
How
mean,
much that cost them?
I'm sure. I said I wish. I didn't say, it was going to happen. I'm just wondering when they do more from this line, how many versions of Diane and Carla, or if they do I know they have movie moments. I wish they would do a TV moments line where they have like a fight between Carla and Diane. That would be hilarious.
No, yeah, that'd be good.
And then two television shows that I've only caught in passing are getting pops. Community, and please, everybody, shut the front up, because now we have pops from The Office.
Finally, this was the coup de grace of Toy Fair. It was, I mean, I so they're releasing them by waves. So they'll do a TV wave and this wave, and they had released so many from TV. And I remember I messaged one of my Instagram guys that sponsors me, or I sponsor his page. I was like, "Well, doesn't look like we're getting the office." And as soon as I sent that, and the earth moved a little bit. I'm telling you, bro, this was the biggest seller I've ever had
Wow.
on a site. Sorry. Aria just went live on Box Lunch.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's another thing we'll talk about later in the show, folks. This coming weekend, as you're hearing this, Emerald City Comic Con is going on. There's a lot shorter list to that exclusivity, so we'll get through that pretty quick. Yeah, the Office Pops, they look really, really cool. Even though I've only seen the show in passing, I'm still very happy that fans of that show are now getting Funko Pops out of that. Then we try to decide over the age-old fight. Pacey and Joey, or Pacey and Joey and Dawson, or Pacey and Joey, because it was all about the creek.
Yeah, old Dawson's Creek.
That was a surprise to me. I'm like, okay, interesting.
Yep, I that one kind of came out of nowhere for me as well.
Yep.
But okay, sure, Dawson's Creek. Hey, hold on, let's go back. Why have you not watched The Office?
I just haven't. It's just, I'm one of those types of people that I basically pay attention to stuff that I'm wanting to podcast about, and that takes up my time, and I just have no time to catch. And I don't know. That, and I
It's
wasn't, at the time when it first debuted, before he was the voice of Gru, I really wasn't a Steve Carell fan way back when it first started. I'll check it out eventually.
genius, bro. It's genius. That and Parks and Rec are just two shows that, I mean, it's genius. I've rewatched the whole series so many times, and it's about time to start another rewatch. And I'll just start from season one and just go. Mm. You know, like I'll put it on while I'm working. You know,
yeah.
It's you need to watch it. Are you also a guy that's never seen an episode of Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I refuse to pay for HBO just to see one television show.
Yeah, I hear you. But yeah, I mean, okay, cool.
I've actually tried to seek it out recently through other means. People said, oh, it's on Amazon Prime. Oh, it's on there, but only if you have a subscription to HBO.
Yeah, for real.
Which is funny because some of the other HBO content is on Amazon Prime for, you know, for Prime Video, but that isn't. I understand why it's not, but I'm sure. Not killing myself over... The closest thing I come to Game of Thrones is there was a Sesame Street parody called Game of Chairs with Grover. That's the closest I've come to Game of Thrones.
Well, you know, I mean, if you had like a month, you could pay for 1 month and binge that entire season. I mean, it's going to be 8 seasons, 10 episodes each season, except for the last two had less than 10. So it's not like you're committing to 24 episode seasons here.
Yeah, true. But, you know, some of my geeky things, I have trouble with commitment. The next thing they released was Billions Pops.
I didn't put them up on my website.
This is another one I have no clue. I think it's one of the streaming sites. I don't want to say it's Netflix or Hulu. I'm pretty sure it's not Hulu because I haven't seen...
No, it's not Hulu. I have Hulu. I haven't seen that at all.
Okay.
Stars, maybe? I'm not sure.
Maybe. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah. I think that's what it is. And then another one that everybody is like, hey, new Big Bang Theory Pops.
Oh, yes. Oh, the old God. Ones are quite expensive. And so it
yes,
was,
they are.
It was time for a new line to give some of the newer collectors a chance to own some of these. And they look great. My wife is a big Big Bang Theory fan, and she loved these. She actually wanted one, which is big for my wife. She does not collect Funko Pops. So the fact that she wants a Leonard makes me realize they did a really good job.
Well, he is in his bathrobe. So, yeah. You know. Yeah. So, yeah, you got Raj, Bernadette, Leonard, Penny, Howard in his space suit, Sheldon in his work attire, Amy Farrah Fowler, and Stuart is a new addition.
Yeah,
I don't think
surprising entry, but he looks good.
I think the reason why they did him up in a Funko Pop is because he probably hasn't had one yet. I don't remember seeing.
He has not.
And the show is ending, so you know, got to capitalize on it.
Yep. I mean, I've watched the show. I don't keep up with it. Is he the comic book store owner?
Yeah.
Well, he's had Funko Pops in his store, you know, the entire series. So.
Oh, sweet. Well, there you go.
On the counter in the back and stuff. So it was about time for him to get one.
Yep. And then something I actually had to point out to you, I believe, because I think, again, you missed it. Again, I don't fault you because 12 hours of reveals, like you said, every 15 minutes. Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, no, I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, there's a chase. It's gonna, man. And I was like, nope, this is not gonna do much. So I didn't even put it up until I saw Alex Trebek starting to sell. And I was like,
yeah.
Well, so I had to go back and put it up. And it, you know, it did fine.
Mm hmm. So, Wheel of Fortune, Pat Sajak, and two Vannas. Vanna's in, like, a silver, whitish dress, and then the Chase is her in a red dress. Very, very, very cool. I did not pre-order these, but as soon as I saw Alex, I'm like, poppingofftoys.com, sold out! What the... I'm like...
But you gave me a heads up, because I added...
Of course. Yes, of course. So, I will be getting the two-pack, or the single with the Chase kind of thing. And the cool thing with what they did with the Alex Trebek Pops, The regular one is like modern Jeopardy right now. Like it's him, silver, no mustache, no nothing. The Chase is kind of old school Jeopardy, 84, 80, 84 to 89, I would say, with the gray mustache, with a lot more color to his hair. It's still grayish, but it's darker on top. Very, very, very cool. I love that they changed the Jeopardy cards that he's holding between the two pops. I think that's cool.
It's a great touch.
Yeah, and
Unfortunately, I would recommend people picking this up if it's something they want, unfortunately. It's very hard to say.
Well, so just so people know, and I'm sure everyone knows, because if you haven't seen this online, about a week or so before this recording, I believe, Alex came online and said, that he's always been very transparent, that he wants us to hear it first from him before hearing it from like a TMZ or whatever. He announced that he had stage 4 pancreatic cancer and that he was going to fight it. And he is fighting it, and he is still, whatever. And I just saw a message posted, like, I don't know, yesterday or earlier today as we're recording this, about him thanking everybody for sending him all the messages and the tweets and the this and the that. But when I heard that, my heart dropped. I've been watching Alex Trebek since I was 4 years old in 1984. I didn't even know about Jeopardy before Alex Trebek. I mean, the show had existed before he was the host,
Oh,
but
really?
it wasn't in the yeah, but it wasn't in, there was like a 60s version of it, I think. But it wasn't the version that obviously we knew and grew up with. And it's so funny. There was a portion of last year's episodes where he had a full-on beard, and I'm like, hey, that could be another Chase at some point. That could be a Sony exclusive or something. But no, the Jeopardy Alex Trebek pops, and it actually took me a minute to realize that it was two versions of him. At first, I thought it was a version of the regular version of him, and then I thought it was like Johnny Gilbert, the announcer. And I'm like, ooh, they should do a Johnny pop too for Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, I love that. Up next is new Rick and Morty stuff. I've tried watching this show. I just can't.
Oh man, how many episodes have you had?
Like three from the first season.
All right, so I didn't know anything about it. And people love the pops, and they kept buying them from me. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna give it a shot. First episode, his voice, Morty's voice, not Morty, Rick's voice, just drew me bonkers. Second one, I was like, all right. By the third, fourth, fifth, I was hooked. The show is the smartest humor you will get on TV. I mean, it's not dumb humor. It is smart. I don't think I get half the jokes, because I don't think I'm that smart. But it is very rare, very well written, and freaking hilarious. And it gets so dark. Each series gets darker. I mean, they're dropping F bombs by season three. I mean, every other word. I'm like, how is this on
Wow.
Comedy Central? But yeah, it's hilarious. It really is funny. And I'm sure you heard about the Pickle Rick. Everyone was
Yep.
like, Pickle Rick, Pickle Rick.
Oh yeah, I've heard
It's
about
another one,
that.
man. You gotta get up on this.
Yep. I know. I'm way behind the times. I'm getting too old for this shit. Then there was the Alien 40th anniversary reveals with a vinyl 2-pack, and then two versions of the Alien, one blue, which is a specialty series thing. I guess it's this new thing they're doing. So it's not a store exclusive, it's just a specialty series, I assume.
Yes, that's Xenomorph. But that's been announced. That was announced, I think, in January.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm not really a VYNL fan, the pop vinyl. They're cool, but I like the pops more than the vinyls. It's sad that they made Cheech and Chong vinyl and not pop, but we'll get to that in a minute. Up next, you gotta put a banana in his tailpipe. It's Beverly Hills Cop, two versions of Axel Foley.
Yep. And there was some excitement here for these.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Like I said, the Up in Smoke, Cheech and Chong, 2-pack vinyl. How do you feel about the vinyl line?
I love the vinyl line. When it first started, I bought every one of them. I'd say I have about 80% of the vinyls. I eventually kind of quit because, they were doing more and more and more. This was a line that's here to stay. And so I was like, well, I'll only get vinyls that I truly love now. Let's cut that back. But I really do enjoy the vinyl. I'll be picking up tomorrow the Wizard of Oz vinyl from Barnes and Noble because I really do. I like the look of them. I think they're cute. Some of them look better than others, but that's going to happen anywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, I dig the vinyl line.
Very cool. I like some of them, not all of them. I'm more pop than I am vinyl.
Well, yeah. I mean, pop is king, and you're not going to pop. But and some of these vinyls, I think, obviously, I think Funko on some of them is like, hey, we know you want this. Here, buy this vinyl because you want it, and we'll put out the pop. But I think some of it has to do with licensing as well.
Probably, yeah.
Because they just now released the pop from, oh man, I just forgot the director's name, Wes Anderson movies. They've all been vinyls until tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
So.
And then two movies everybody loves: Pretty Woman and Caddyshack.
Yeah, Pretty Woman. So it's great. I mean, obviously, they're going to do the pop of him with the box in his hand. That has to happen.
Yep.
And they went hooker Julia Roberts. So, yeah.
Yep. Two times. One for regular, one for Chase, and then obviously Red Dress.
Yep.
The Caddyshack line. Oh. The tie webs. Oh, man.
Yeah, they look great too. These will probably be released in the next month because they're final.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, the tie webs, one, the regular one with him just holding the golf club. There's a chase with him blindfolded holding the golf club. The Rodney Dangerfield character, very, very cool. Obviously the gopher. Gotta love the gopher. I have always been more of a Caddyshack 2 fan because I saw that first. I have seen the first film and I enjoy the first film. I like the second one better, and I hope that they put out some of the characters from the second film. They also have Pop Pez of Gopher and Bill Murray's character. Pop Pez, I've never really been into Pez candy, so
Yeah, me either. And they were selling pretty well, but it's gone off the deep end. They're not releasing them well. I mean, there's rumors that Pez isn't happy, and so I haven't dealt in any Pez for a while.
And then we get that one movie where that shark still looks fake.
Donna. Donna.
Jaws. So we get two versions of the shark. One without, it's a 6-inch supersized pop. One without the tank in his mouth, and one with the tank in his mouth.
Yep.
Again, like you mentioned earlier about the Pop Towns, I wonder how the Pop Jaw, like some people are out of box collectors, some people aren't. I wonder how that box is gonna come. I don't think I've seen pictures of the actual.
Well, I bet it comes. Do you remember the Cars line? I bet it comes like that.
Yep. Okay. Yep. And then we get Forrest Gump.
No, yes.
God.
I love the movie, and
Yeah.
Pop is great. I think they could have done a Jenny or something, but and like Ping Pong was great, but I can think of so many more memorable scenes to if only get two pops to come up with. Yes, him with his chocolate and his suit, yes, but I would have done him with a huge beard, like in his
Yep.
running outfit, him in army fatigue, like there's
Yep.
shrimp boat.
Yep.
Yeah, there's just so more.
You could have done the one with the one that they are doing, the box of chocolates. you could have done two different versions of Lieutenant Dan, young Lieutenant Dan and old Lieutenant Dan with his legs cut off. That would be a really weird pop to own, though. Lieutenant Dan in a wheelchair, but you could still do it. Like you said, one or two versions of Jenny, one or two versions of Bubba. If I had pre-ordered either one of these, it would have been Box of Chocolates, Forrest Gump. It would not have been Ping Pong.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, Funko sometimes not teases, but puts feelers out there. They'll do two pops from something and see how it sells. And unfortunately for Forrest Gump, this was a Toy Fair reveal, so it got lost in the shuffle. So I imagine sales aren't great for this line, and this would be the only two we will see. So I would, if you are collect for value, these are probably two that probably could sneak up in value because there's not going to be a ton made, and they're probably not going to make more.
Yeah. And then we get the Men in Black.
Yep. They look great. They did a good job. Yeah. I like to have a little buddy with them as well.
Yeah, one of the versions of Jay, the regular version, the common version with the neuralizer has Frank, the pug. The Funko shop, pop-up shop version is just Jay with the noisy cricket pointing, and then Kay comes with one of the little worm alien dudes. Very cool. And then, you know, Bug Suit Edgar. Edgar, that guy always creeped me out.
Oh, yeah.
Then more Super Troopers.
Yeah, I didn't even put it up.
Yeah, and then after that, like seven different things from Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I mean, the Pop Town, love it. You know, that's fantastic. The movie moment of Slimer struggle. That's great. And then the pops, you know, I guess they're just giving some newer collectors a chance to own some of these because they, you know, redid all the main characters and then gave us a cool ghost and another Slimer. So, yeah, I mean, if it helps people collect more and get into it, I'm fine with it.
Yep. There were three that I wanted from this only because I wanted to show them, you know, step by step. I wanted the main Stay Puffed. I wanted the Stay Puff on inflamed, and then the Char Burn Stay Puff. So, you know, marshmallow step 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Like you said, the Pop Town looks absolutely fantastic. It's a pop version of the Ghostbuster Firehouse. Very, very cool.
Yeah, I actually have the Lego of the Firehouse. And, you know, I think it was like 4,000 pieces. Put it all together, and then at the time, my 2-year-old shoved it off the table.
Oh.
And so it is in a bin now in the garage.
Jeez. Like you said, the movie moment with them struggling over to trap Slimer, very, very cool. I love that because of, honestly, simply for the ghost trap part of the movie moment.
Yep.
That looks so cool.
Yeah, they nailed it.
Yep. Up next, we have Secret Life of Pets 2 in theaters June 7th, because, you know, they have to say that. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, oh, yeah, and, you know, the fact there's only two of them is a minor miracle, because I think there was probably 15 of them in the first movie.
Yeah.
And they were all flocked versions. And
mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Then there's Hellboy, good old Ron Perlman.
Yeah, they've done a lot of Hellboy, so most people are confused by this one.
Yep. Pet Cemetery. Okay, that's interesting. That can go along with Chucky.
Yeah, yeah.
And then another vinyl, it doesn't say a 2-pack, but another two vinyl figures, Joker and Harley from Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that seemed out of the blue.
I like the Harley. I don't like the Joker. I'm sorry. Jared Leto, the only thing I really know him as is the lead singer of 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah.
And then X-Men pops with Phoenix.
Yep.
And what? It's Phoenix and it's the other character. I don't know the name off the top of my head.
Oh, I just remembered Dark Phoenix Rock Candy and a Dark Phoenix pop. Maybe I missed one of them, but that's.
I don't know. I could have sworn, like, I don't think they're all the same, though. Like, yeah, you're right. The.
Oh, they're just variations. Yeah, they're all Dark Phoenix. Yeah.
Oh, they are all Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
Okay, then. That's a little, so little strange.
He is getting a glow chase of that dark, the bottom Dark Phoenix on a, sorry, on a podcast here. But in the pictures, if you ever look it up, the bottom one is the glow chase of Dark Phoenix. And then there's a glow in the dark version of Dark Phoenix at Walmart.
Okay. That's, yeah, that's what it is. Yep. And well, like you said, also the rock candy stuff as well. And then more Marvel, Pez.
Yeah, yeah, move on.
They debuted this new line, Savage World. So they're going to do Savage World Street Fighter.
You know, and Savage World is the line that supposedly pissed Masters of the Universe off so bad that they stripped the license away from them.
Really?
That is the rumor. No one has said anything.
So then we get the Star Wars and Disney Pop Pez. Moving on, Wreck-It Ralph Pop Pez. Oh God, it's all Pop Pez over here.
Yep.
Okay, Otter Pops are the next.
So now we're getting into the ad icons, and this was about 4 o'clock, and I was so ready to be done, and then they dropped absolute gold for the next hour. And that's, we finished very strong, but they started with Otter Pops, and yeah, I'm scratching my head too. Love Otter Pops. I didn't even realize there was actual characters to Otter Pops, to be honest, but they sold.
Yep. And then we have Green Giant and Sprout, two different characters. There was confusion at first, like, but a regular Green Giant and Sprout, and then there's going to be a 2-pack available as well, which I assume they're just commons, because it doesn't look like they're any different from the other. Yeah. So it's just a 2-pack version of the same ones at Target. I love it. I think that's cool. Speaking of cool, don't crash into a brick wall, anybody, because, oh yeah, it's the Kool-Aid Man.
No, I'm really excited to see how this guy comes out.
Yeah, I need to see pictures of him because, and I read somewhere that he's not hitting until, I want to say May.
Well, I can just tell you right now because I have my open order report open. Some of these don't have dates though, and that's he just not fine. Has a date, and so that means it's quite a while away.
Then I think GameStop lied to everybody, and that's one thing that I don't like about GameStop that I've noticed on some of their pre-orders. They actually put like months and dates on them. Like this, I could have sworn I saw was either May or it might have been September. Like I don't know, but anyway.
Yeah, I mean their dates could be accurate. I mean Funko could have sold out of the first wave, and so I'm not on any wave yet because they don't know when they're going to have more made. I can tell you Green Giant is late May, so I won't get them till actually June. And then Jim Henson is June as well.
Yeah, Jim Henson, two versions of him, one with of him with Kermit in his hand, and then only at Target, one with him of Ernie.
How many Jim Henson pops will we end up getting if they do it that way?
A lot. Because, I mean, that guy, like, all of the Muppets characters, all of the Sesame Street characters, all of the Fraggle characters.
Oh, yeah.
And then the GOAT, the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali.
Yep. It looks great, too.
Yep. Who's this Baby Ruth you speak of?
Well, it's another candy bar. Babe Ruth.
Somebody shit in the pool. Yes, Babe Ruth, Funko Pop. This is the start of their MLB reveals. Looks good.
Yeah.
for a pop his age. And then they do the whole mascot line for the teams.
And
the
can
only
you imagine,
go ahead.
Sorry, Mike. Can you imagine? You are in hour 11, and they drop on you. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 16, 17, 19 mascots, and you have to put them up one by one. I mean, I did not want to put these up so badly, but my goodness, I'm so glad that I did, because people love their mascot.
Mm-hmm. The only one that I was really excited for is the Green Monster, the Boston Red Sox mascot. That's really the only one that I would have gotten if I had gotten it. And then right after that, we have three different Boston Red Sox players announced. And then Astros, Mets, Dodgers, Phillies, Tampa Bay, and then Washington, whatever the hell Washington is. I think the Nationals.
Yes.
I'll have to send this to you because I don't know what the deal is with this. On the Washington Nationals player, it looks as if his eyes are two different colors. I know it's probably just the design on the image, but blue eye and black
that
eye.
That is Max Scherzer, and in real life, he has a deficiency where his eyes are both different colors.
Oh, well, that's cool. That's a cool little detail then that they kept, because that's very cool then. All right, and then more MLB from the Braves, the Athletics, the Giants, Yankees, Angels, and another Washington player as well. Yeah, the MLB stuff goes on forever, folks.
Yeah, and they just re-released last year's and added a few, so those aren't all brand new. So if you got the Clayton Kershaw from last year, don't freak out. You still have him. You don't need to go order him again. It's not different.
Mm-hmm. And then the final reveal, as far as I can tell from Funko's Facebook page, the final reveal for New York Toy Fair, the big one, we're getting NASCAR pops.
Oh, yeah. And they look fantastic.
They look amazing.
They look really, really good. I'm really pleased with how these things turned out.
I am not at all going to be surprised if down the line, as long as they still have the NASCAR license, that they do pop rides for all of the popular.
Why wouldn't that? They would be
so exactly. Exactly. So you're going to see a hell of a lot more pop rides.
Oh, yeah.
And that's New York Toy Fair.
There was one that they forgot and didn't announce it to the next morning.
The Spider-Man Homecoming?
Yep, Far From Home.
Far From Home.
They left it out. And, it looks great. They look cool. I'm excited for that movie. But get me in game first, please, before I even think about Spider-Man. But happy with Check. That was a cool feature right there.
Yeah, happy with Check is fun. Very, very, very cool. Funko New York Toy Fair reveals. Briefly, we're going to run down for you guys the Emerald City Comic Con reveals. This isn't going to take long at all. It's just different shared exclusives. Let's see here. The ones I'm most interested one I know I'm never getting, which is the Pillsbury Doughboy with Shamrock Cookie in his hand, because that's a Phil Shop exclusive.
Yeah, that'd be tough. But, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Entertainment Earth has Mizzius Pidlick, which I wish they would do a Chase version of him, Kill Tipsies him, because that's Mizzius Pidlick backwards. Target has the Michael Bolton and Samir Office Space 2-pack. Since I just got my Office Space pops, how can I not need that?
Oh, man, it's genius. The printer, come on.
Yeah, the copier, yep. The Hyenas 3-pack from Amazon, that's shared with Amazon. Very, very cool. I pre-ordered that.
I did as well.
Harry Potter, the Weasley triplets through Barnes & Noble. I'm skipping over some of these because some of them, honestly, I don't know. Void from Wreck-It Ralph.
No. You take that not, back.
What? Oh, it's The Incredibles. Sorry.
Incredibles 2.
Yes. I'm getting my movies mixed up.
You're speaking Pixar, so you know I'm...
Yes. Mr. Pixar. I love that they're doing Void. I was like, why isn't there already one for her?
I know. That was an obvious when I was watching the movie. I was like, I've got to have a pop of this girl. And we do.
Yep. We sure do.
It's Walmart, and we don't know how to get it.
Yeah, really. Like Walmart, like the Amazon thing with the hyenas, that was fairly easy. As soon as I had the link, I could just go and grab it and be done and whatever. And then like 2 days later, oh, we're sorry, this has been delayed until April 9th, which we know that happens with Amazon. So like I didn't lose my shirt over the fact that it got delayed for a couple of weeks or whatever.
Sure.
What are some of the ones on here that you are looking forward to?
Yeah, so I'm going to take my son tomorrow morning, and while we were talking, I ordered Arya Stark from Box Lunch, but I'll go and pick her up in store tomorrow. We're going to get the Harry Potter 3-pack from Barnes & Noble just because he's big into Harry Potter right now, and we actually watched the movie that Pop is from tonight. And,
oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's fun. And then I'll pick up the Wizard of Oz vinyl because I dig the Wizard of Oz vinyls. And that's pretty much it for me. I might try for the Pillsbury Doughboy when it goes live on Funko Shop. But other than that, I'm not a Dragon Ball Z guy. So if someone wants me to pick one up for them, I might swing by and do that. But I probably won't be doing that. And much as I do love Office Space, but it wasn't one of the near and dear to my heart movies, so I'll probably pass on that.
Hmm. You know, I can always, you know, trade you free promotion. Just kidding.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, the again, going back to some of the ones that, you know, just lines I'm not interested in. I have zero interest in any of the you said it earlier, Dragon Ball Z stuff and whatever. The classic Thor thing looks cool, but I don't know. I like I said, the hyenas were like my main sticking point. I would love, even though, and I've said this in several of the groups, I'm sorry, what they did with Pillsbury Doughboy for the design of him, he looks creepy as hell. The giant blue eyes and that weird smile, and they actually, I get that, you know, the whole point of him is that he kind of has a nose, and you know that's part of, you know, put your finger in his stomach, it tickles, and his nose. He's the only Pop that I've seen other than like human Pops that actually looks like he has a nose. Every other Funko Pop, the noses are very not that pronounced at all, if they're there at all. There are some that don't even have noses.
No, that's true. I'm not a Pillsbury Doughboy aficionado, but when I looked at that, it looked just like what I remember him looking like. So,
right, yeah,
didn't look off to me.
Yeah, I'm not saying it looks off. I'm just saying the Pop design looks creepy, because I actually, after I saw the first version of it for the Funko pop-up shop, I'm like, I don't remember him being that creepy looking with the giant blue eyes and and all that. I went and looked back at several of the commercials, and I'm like, he's not that creepy. They made him that creepy. So yeah, for me, the hyenas and the Office Space 2-pack would be kind of, you know, where I draw the line. On these, Void would be cool to have, only because I have Amazon, Edna as Jack-Jack, I have Underminer, Frozone, Violet, Dash, and I have all the main characters from the second movie, so she would be cool to have, but I don't absolutely have to have her. And I think for me, that's kind of where I am now after almost 2 years. It's like, unless it's something like the Knight Rider one or I didn't think I was going to win this, but I won the number 33, 34, and 35, the cereal monsters on an eBay auction from
Nice.
Funko Pop. So, like that kind of stuff. Obviously, Office Space, Death of the Family Joker, that kind of thing. And I've got so many of these things. Like, Ad Icons, Colonel Sanders with the bucket. How can you not have that?
Oh yeah, it looks so
I'm
good.
so glad he was a common and not a pop-up shop
Yeah.
exclusive. Oh, God. What other things or what else are you looking forward to from Funko?
It's Toy Story 4 is the big one for me this year.
Yep.
Really excited to see what they come up with. Actually, I've already seen what's coming. And it looks great. It looks fantastic. But that's probably the big one for me. And it's just tough to, they just announced 3, 4 months worth of stuff. So they're going to be quiet for a while. They have been. They've only announced a couple of things in the past 3 weeks. So yeah.
Yeah, I after Toy Fair, I'm like, did they just blow the whole year in one? I
No,
know they didn't,
3 to 4 months, and that's it, bro.
yeah, I know, but like, I'm sorry, 12 hours of reveals, that felt like, hey, this is the entire line for the year.
Yeah. Well, as someone who depends on paying their mortgage by Funko, they better not be done for the year.
I know.
But they did sustain me for several months that day. So I'm doing okay. And we're not stressing right now. Because they're not announcing anything. So it's good.
Yeah. There's just so many cool things coming out, like Kool-Aid Man and Alex Trebek and
In the office.
The Office and Beverly Hills Cop and Caddyshack and yeah, there's just it's a great time to be a Funko fan.
Yep.
Really quickly, I want to bring up before we get out of here, I remember when I first started, I'm like, I have a smartphone. I had no idea what Stashpedia was. I didn't even heard of it at the time. I'm like, is there a Funko app? There was, and it was okay at first until they removed some stuff. Like, they removed all the features to sort and whatever, even though they were already there. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll switch over to Stash. And I went to Stashpedia. Stashpedia was perfectly fine. I'm not one of those collectors that collects for value. I mean, I'm shocked that even now with Funko's new app, I'm shocked that my cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation is sitting at $30 in value, but I don't
Oh.
care. It's a thing that I'm gonna have sitting on my shelf, I'm not trying to flip it
Sure, yeah.
kind of a thing. I just want to make sure everybody knows, anybody who's listening to this, if you have downloaded the new Funko app, give them time. I don't care if they've owned Stashpedia since last year. Every app, every video game, everything on launch day will have issues.
Absolutely.
I am not like, I'm, oh, Funko, screw them. They have a new app. Why couldn't they have just left it the way it was? It was fun. No, I don't care. I'm happy that we have an official Funko app, that we
Yep.
don't have to go to third party whatever anymore, that the prices are through Pop Price Guide. For the values, and I've looked at the frequently asked questions, and all of the questions are answered succinctly. Make sure you guys go to that section to check it out. I know several of the things I see in some of the groups on Facebook is, what about how do I share my collection? What about share my collection? They got rid of share my collection. No, they didn't. Well, they did get rid of it, sort of, but they didn't.
Yeah.
It's being rebuilt for the new app, and it's going to come within whatever time frame they get it done in for whatever next update to the app. But I mean, I love it. It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's so much easier. I hope that the drop-down menu for sorting your collection gets a few more options, but other than that, I'm digging it.
Yep. I think it looks great too. I've always been a PPG guy, and I'm excited that they're using PPG pricing. It just kind of unites everybody because for a while there, people were buying at PPG but selling at Stash, and it just was getting out of hand. So I'm glad that they're and it's smart by Funko. They create a huge conflict of interest for themselves when they start putting price tags on their own products from the secondary market. So using PPG keeps their hands clean, and it's just smart.
Yeah, the cool thing about it is, like you just said, using Pop Price Guide as a third-party, you know, initiative kind of thing, like, hey, we have no control over this. It's the secondary market. We're not putting prices on our products here. It's the value determined by this outside entity.
Right.
And then we're going to take over what we already bought and use their user interface, because everybody loved the Stashpedia. Yep. At least everyone that I talked to liked the Stashpedia user interface. I love the Stashpedia user interface.
Yeah.
So it was so easy. And I know people have had problems with search and whatever. And I know Funko said, oh, there'll be over 17,000 products or whatever. It's going to take time for them to sort it all out. And it's going to have multiple updates over the next year or so, I guess. So who knows? Just be patient with them, people.
Yep.
After all, they're only toys.
Yep.
Yep. All right. I think that's going to do it for us. I think we're going to get the heck out of here. Before we do, where can people purchase Funko Pops from you, sir?
And they can hit up poppinofftoys.com. P-O-P-P-I-N, offtoys.com. And I'll give you a discount code that you can put in the show notes that they can use for 10% off their first order.
Sweet. Awesome. That'll do it. Where can people find you on social media? Just Popping Off Toys on Facebook and things like that, and Instagram.
Yeah, Popping Off Toys on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, I'm trying to convince him to join Twitter, folks. It's not working so well.
Yeah, man, I'm so good just to get Facebook and Twitter updated that we'll see. It's not smart for me to not be on Twitter. I realize that. maybe one day. We'll see.
I am at TFG and Mike on Twitter. You can also follow at Geekcast Radio on Twitter as well. I haven't been teasing this. A new Funko Pop podcast is coming to the Geekcast Radio Network at some point this year, if I can ever get it off the ground, kind of a thing. It's tentatively titled Pop Goes the Funko, but I've seen other things called that, so I may have to rethink that name. I don't know yet. But
Pod Goes the Funko.
That could work. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Sounds cool.
Sounds cool. You can check us out on Facebook as well as go to geekcastradio.com, where all of our podcasts exist. Unleash the Funko Pop Geek in you, and we will catch you next time here on Geekcast Radio.